There is nothing worse than potential unrealized. We all have things that hold us back. What if we could find a way to get us unstuck? I'm Lichelle Weamy, and I am going to walk alongside you as you make the decision to get unstuck. Tune in as I help you realize that you are not alone, inspire hope, and offer practical solutions to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. And today I get a chance to talk with my friend, Jerry Combs. Jerry, thank you so much for hopping on the call tonight, for sharing your story, sharing your inspiration, your heart, all of the things. I'm so excited for everybody to get a chance to listen to you and get to know you better.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Lichelle. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
So the two of us met a couple of years ago, and it's just kind of fun. Like, I love telling this story because it's just kind of fun how you can make a difference and an impact on people, whether you even realize it or not. So The two of us met at John Maxwell annual conference, essentially for our John Maxwell public speaking and coaching.
Right.
And we took the bus actually from the airport to the convention center, the Marriott or wherever we were staying. And I remember you talking to me on the bus.
And you were sitting right next to the driver of the bus in the very, very front of the bus in the most controlled position you could be. So that was good.
But you would ask me, you know, if you recognize me somehow, I think from being online.
Yeah, I asked you, do you do podcasts or do you do some online presence?
Yeah.
And you said, yes, I do. And then you briefly kind of explained what you did. And I didn't see you, I think, for another day at the conference.
Yeah. And we ran into each other in the elevator out right. of all these thousands of people. And then we ran into each other again. And the two of us have been fans of one another online ever since. We've got a chance to get to know each other. And Jerry, you're somebody that really inspires me. And so that's why I wanted to have you on to share your story. Because really what my whole platform in the Unstuck Podcast is about is to helping people have hope and practical solutions when they feel stuck. And I want you to kind of tell us a little bit, Jerry, about where you are today so that we can get a sense of kind of where you've come and what you're doing now. And then let's back up and talk about kind of what you had to go through in order to get here, but kind of brag on yourself or brag on what God has done for you up to this point.
Well, all the glory does go to God for anything good that I'm doing. But currently, right now, I am a career and life coach with Lifetime Guidance. I started doing Lifetime Guidance after I was doing resumes and cover letters and career planning for anyone that needed guidance after I retired from General Motors. And I retired with an early medical disability because I was diagnosed with primary progressive MS, and it became too dangerous for me to do my normal job. So I started doing just free help for anybody that needed help. And it just, people just kept coming and coming and coming. And, you know, I'm not sure how much more you want me to say about that, but I had clients that I was always able to help get a job. And I had one client that was a challenge. The person had Asperger's syndrome, mild depression, and attention deficit disorder. And I went to a car club meeting and told a friend who had recently retired from the Air Force, who was a psychotherapist, what I was doing in my life. And he said, I can help you. He shared with me some things to do with this particular individual. And this individual got the first job of their life in 26 years.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of a new partnership that formed Lifetime Guidance. So today we're five people strong, serving people across the United States and the world. And it's just exciting. I have fun every day.
That is amazing. And I just got to tell you, I think I've told you this before, but my dad had a 64 GTO convertible growing up. And so almost every weekend I spent with him at car shows, and I know that he probably loved it because I was, you know, volunteering to you know, rub in and wax and do all the things to make it look good. But I loved sitting there and listening to people talk about my dad's car. Like, it was one of my favorite childhood memories.
I have a real life version of a Pontiac Solstice. So that's a little model of my desk.
I love it. So thanks for bringing back that memory real quick for sure. Me. And so, you know, there's something that our audience could be picking up out of that brief story is that you were handed a diagnosis. You were forced into early retirement from a career that you had for a long time and sounds like you were really good at. And you decided to take that and pivot into service of others, which led to a business. Does that sound about right?
That's true. That's
okay. True. So that makes it sound, Jerry, like, you know, you got this diagnosis and it just all went swimmingly well. Tell me, is that, you know, what happened, kind of the real story behind that, or what was that transition like for you?
The first 2 years after the diagnosis, I went through one of these, it's not fair, frames of mind, and asking God why. And as soon as I stopped asking God why and started letting him use me where I was, it was amazing the kind of things that I was allowed to use the empathy that I had for other people that had disabilities to give them hope. So, but initially it was not, you know, let's just jump into this next career.
And how did you get from that point where you felt like, you know, why me, to just embracing it and saying, okay, I'm ready for this next chapter? How did you get there?
No matter where I go, I think I get this from my father. I always try to ask somebody, what's your story? Mm-hmm. Tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
And I started to meet a lot of people that had physical challenges and chronic illnesses that didn't have hope. And I've been a Christian for a long time. And I knew that to be Christ-like, you need to reach out with Christ's love. So I was a good listener for a long time. And then all of a sudden I started to catch the glimpse that this is what God had for me. So he used me right where I was. And I still have hope that he's going to heal me and bring me out of this. But every day is a challenge, but it's an exciting challenge.
So that is really remarkable that you say that, because I think sometimes people hear stories like yours, right? And they think, okay, well, he was having a hard time for a couple of years. He snapped out of it, and now it's all easy street. And so you're saying that this is still something that you struggle with on a regular basis.
I struggle with this every day.
Yeah.
I also play music. I'm a guitar, a bass player. I play in worship teams for churches. And I think the concern that I have walking across stages with all sorts of cables, with my spasticity, my stiffness in my leg, makes me ultra conscious of my appearance, as well as extra cautious so I don't trip and fall.
Right.
Everything's a little bit harder, but I have not let anything stop me from having fun. I still enjoy my boat, my car.
So there's so many ways that I want to take this conversation, but I'm feeling led to take it this direction for right now. So I don't think I've ever shared this with you. And eventually I'd like to devote an entire conversation and an entire episode on the story of my grandma. But my grandma was somebody who had experienced a lot of loss in her life. Both of her parents passed away before she was 10 years old. She had two children of hers that died at a young age. Really rough life, but she was one of those people that was one of the most amazing inspirations in my life. She taught me how to have faith. She taught me how to have a good attitude. She never walked around with a chip on her shoulder. And I never got a chance to ask her how she did it before she went to heaven. And so that was literally one of my inspirations starting this podcast. Like, I get a chance to talk to people that are still with me from all over the place. And I get to be inspired, and I get to ask you, Jerry, how do you to overcome? You said that you just keep going every day. You might be talking to the person right now who's listening and saying, Yeah, but I just got diagnosed with this, and all of the things that go through our heads, right? So tell me some practical tools, send me some things that people can take home and say, okay, I can do that. I can make that happen for myself.
But my spiritual strength allows me to rise above problems and look at them like an engineer,
okay,
in an objective way. So if I'm having difficulty walking, I look at ways that I can maybe engineer a way so I can do things productively. I'm a problem solver, and that's just the way God wired me. And I try to solve other people's problems too, maybe too much, but it's just something that I have a never give up attitude. There's two verbiages in my life that keep me going. The first one is Winston Churchill's never, never, never give up. And the second one is I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me, Philippians 4:13. And I literally say those words when my leg gets so bad and I'm fatigued. And I put my mind on Christ. And I literally use those words to draw strength from, because there's life in the word. So
that's beautiful. And I think that it's so powerful too, that you shared with us that you struggled for a couple of years, because sometimes I think that we see people that have this amazing positive attitude like you do, and are, you know, never giving up, and they're doing all of these things. And we just think that that's how they've always been. And I think it's so powerful that you say, like, I had a couple of years that were really tough.
Yeah.
And so thank you.
I'm sorry. I had a defining moment. I went to a church service where the speaker was talking about not letting things define you. Let them explain you, but not let them define you. And that spoke to me. So I can let MS explain why I'm the way that I am, but I do not let it define me.
I have goosebumps because that was really powerful. And it's doesn't have to be all of who you are. It's part of who you are.
Right.
And I think that's so powerful. And so for those of you guys that are listening, you get to choose what defines you, right? And so right. You have things that we can't always choose what explains us, but we can choose how we want to define ourselves. And so thank you for that. Okay, so now I want to pivot this conversation, because this is really fascinating to me as well. So you had this long career at General Motors as an engineer.
Yes, ma'am.
And you had no thoughts of leaving that career early.
Not at all. I left and came back and told him I had changed my mind, and my neurologist and my wife talked me out of it. So
what I love about your story so much is that you might, you know, be speaking to somebody right now who maybe doesn't have this disease that they have to confront. Maybe it's just that they have a life change. Maybe they have a spouse that is no longer in their picture. Maybe they have children that are grown and they need to kind of reinvent who they are. And mm-hmm. So I love the fact that you were able to take an identity, because so many of us take our careers, right? And we attach that as an identity, and kind of coupling with what we just talked about, how we often let our careers define us instead of explain parts of who we are, right? And so you were able to take what could have defined you, and you're like, okay, well, I can't do that anymore. Now what? And it sounds like you just had the insight to say, well, these are some of the things that I've been doing at work. This is what I enjoy doing. This is what I like doing. And you just started to offer that to people free of charge, it sounds like, just to see if it was a need.
Yes. Yeah. I did not charge anyone initially. Not until I actually had to start investing money into the business and I needed something to take care
of. Absolutely. And so what I love about it is that you said that you have a talent, right? And God is using this experience, this brand new way to use those talents than you ever thought 20 years ago that you would be using it? Did you ever think that you'd be a John Maxwell coach 20 years ago? And how this thing in your life, this unexpected thing, kind of changed the trajectory of where you are now, which is really cool.
I never had a thought of being a coach in my life. I've always wanted to help people and give them hope. And I guess maybe without actually calling it being a coach, I was a coach in some way after all.
So what would you tell somebody, Jerry, who is kind of at that crossroads of their life? Maybe it's the diagnosis, maybe it's a change in their family situation, maybe it's whatever, they need a change. What would you tell them to kind of help them take the next steps?
The first thing that I'd ask them to do is to just be quiet and listen for any word from God, may it be through his word or through friends. And then after you've just been quiet and you stop thinking about yourself, just look at the things that you still are capable of doing. Mm-hmm. And make yourself available. And when people tell you that they have a need that you know that you still can fulfill, don't just say, well, I'll pray for you. Pray for them, but actually go and see if there's something you can do to help them. Don't let any obstacle that you have predetermine whether or not you can be effective. Try until you can do no more.
Let me ask you this. Are you a business owner and you feel like you are literally tied to your phone all the time in order to keep up with social media? You know you need to post consistently, but you don't know what to post, and you don't want to have to post every single day because it means that you're married to your phone. So then you're not consistent, and then business doesn't follow. Or maybe you have no idea how to attract your ideal client, and you want to find a way to get the right people to come to you. Oh my goodness, like that was totally where I was. And I had to take some time and research to find out what the heck I could be doing to make my life so much better. So here's the scoop. I have found a system that I've created a system that has allowed me to not only attract my dream clients, but it's allowed me to be consistent by planning all of my content for an entire year in one single weekend. And I've decided to offer it to all of you guys. If that is something that you would love to learn more about, make sure to click on the link in the show notes so that you can learn how to get your life back, but keep your social media game on track. So I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm just very interested in knowing if this is something that is more of a female thing or if men experience this as well. But did you ever encounter imposter syndrome where it's like, okay, well, they're asking me to help them with this, but I don't have formal training or, you know, any of that stuff. Did any of that ever enter your brain? Like, I'm not qualified to do any of this, or did you just kind of step up into it?
I have never let not being qualified with a certificate or a degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prevent me from believing that I could go in and change things.
I love that. Because So many people get stuck in that. And I'm guilty of it myself. I did that when I had my photography business. Like, I didn't have a photography degree, so I felt like I couldn't charge people for it. Or, you know, going into the other things that I've built over the years. And so I love to hear from people who just say, like, no, this is what I'm going to be doing. This is what I'm capable of doing. And then you also had to learn things, right? Because you're doing things now that you didn't have the skill set back then. So tell me about the process of learning new skills in order for you to become the person you are today.
To be qualified to doing what I'm doing today with Lifetime Guidance, I went for my certification. I went through Barry Fowler, who was the founder of Sylvan Learning Centers.
Oh, yeah.
And I learned the ropes, and I got my professional certification as a coach through him. And then I was being approached by people within the John Maxwell organization. And I was very familiar with John Maxwell's books and his writings and his teachings on leadership. So I figured that that maybe this is something I should check out. And being a part of the John Maxwell organization has given me so many more resources that I've been able to use, not only for my own life, but to help other people. And, I've met so many people like yourself.
Yeah.
Two of the people within Lifetime Guidance are John Maxwell coaches as well. So God has a plan, and we have to make ourselves available and continue on. I don't believe that the word retirement is in the Bible anyplace. I'm looking for new challenges, new exciting things every day. In fact, yeah. About an hour ago, I talked to my wife about buying a mini doodle. So I think she thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not done living yet.
I love that. Okay, so let's talk briefly about the people that you serve. Okay, so tell me about the most common struggle or problem or just need that people come to you and ask for help with.
Well, I believe that anyone that has a coaching counseling business is going to have dry spells. And I think you have to have something that you offer that carries you through those dry spells. And the thing that I believe that I'm very good at is writing resumes and doing career development. And when I do resumes with people, I learn so much about them, and they all of a sudden learn things about themselves during the process. And probably the most common thing is what I call the George Bailey syndrome. From It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey did not think that he had added any value, affected anyone else's life. So I spend quite a bit of time with each individual, helping them understand what their accomplishments actually have been. And then once they see those accomplishments, even like through the COVID situation, I've helped people transfer their skills in one career to another career by seeing that, you know, that they are actually more capable than they thought they were. So I build self-esteem and help people have confidence in themselves. It doesn't matter what your physical condition is, whether you are degreed or you are not degreed. It's just, you know, we have privacy and confidentiality in all of our client situations, but I could tell you some stories where people were literally totally disabled and had no belief that a year from now they could be doing things. And they are now writing books and teaching school and things like that. So it's wonderful to influence other people's lives and then sit back and just say, thank you, Jesus, for letting me be a part of that.
Absolutely. And it sounds like your own personal journey of having to reinvent yourself allows you to be able to help other people reinvent themselves. And it sounds like one of the things that you do in order to help build that confidence is you take a look at their resume and say, well, look at, you have this talent here that can be applied to that. Look at, you have this experience here. And I think that so many of us don't see all of these little pieces of the puzzle, but you are able to put everything into it all together and say, look at how capable you are. Look at how all of these experiences, all of these skills, all of these talents have been beautifully put together in you. Now go forth and prosper, right?
You're pretty good at this. You know, you could be a life coach. You know?
And so is there anything else that you, you know, use other than like really helping people identify, you know, gosh, like you have to acknowledge that this is a skill that you have or look at this talent that you have. So that's the main thing that you do. What else do you do to help people be more confident in this transition?
I believe personally that there aren't any people that aren't approachable. A lot of people don't believe that they could speak to someone in an authority position and be listened to. And I believe that by example, I've shown a lot of people that doctors and lawyers and hospital administrators, they want to be approached and they want to give back. So I've given confidence to a lot of people and not to believe that they are, you know, not qualified or, you know, just to give them courage to do some things.
Tell me a little bit more about that. So you encourage people to talk to these people that they might have been intimidated by for the purpose of finding a job, for mentorship. Tell me a little bit about that.
For the purpose of mentorship, we have a relationship with a lot of leaders in different industries, do lifetime guidance, that if a client wants to pursue a career, we have a relationship that they can have a conversation with one of those people with the agreement that they're not expecting to get hired.
Right.
And through that, we have doctors at Vanderbilt University, the hospital, that have made themselves available. We have people in all different industries. It's just amazing. And one of the things that I do as part of any conversation that I have when I meet somebody, I tell them what I do and ask them, would you be willing to share your experience with somebody else if the time comes? And I've got everyone from carpet layers to contractors that are surprised that they could actually influence somebody else's life. So it's fun. It's fun.
That's amazing. I love your heart. And I noticed that you just light up when you talk about what you do and how you help people. Like, your whole demeanor is changed. And I think that is just something to be said about how you found your place in an unexpected path. But God brought you here on purpose, and you are making a difference in people's lives.
This weekend, I'm speaking at Tribeca University to musicians from around the world that are actually coming to learn about the music business and to audition for the Extreme Tour. And I use my experience as a musician and my experience as a career and life coach to try to show them that there will be periods of disappointment if they're not selected for this tour, and to also help them have hope and learn how to deal from those situations. So it's, you used everything that God's given you to help other people. And who knew that years ago when I was in bands, playing in bands, that I'd be using that experience now.
That's amazing. Okay, so I don't think this is gonna air. Well, it's not gonna air before you speak. So can you give us a little teaser on the best advice that you're going to give these people that handles that?
I'm using the John Maxwell's 15 invaluable laws of growth. I'm not using all 15, but I'm using 5 of them, and I'm helping them to understand, to know themselves before they actually try to grow themselves. And then I'm talking about the law of intentionality, the law of consistency, the law of the rubber band, and the law of pain.
Okay.
So those are the 5 areas.
Can you give us, I'm putting you on the spot, but I'm sad that I'm not going to be there. So I'm just trying to take all this amazing. So can you give us just a one sentence little description of each of those laws?
For the law of awareness, everyone has 6 areas of their life. You need to know your level of satisfaction in your career, your relationships, your health, your spirituality, your finances, and your overall happiness and joy. And if you rate yourself a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, you ask the person, what would it take to get you to your desired level? And that helps them understand what action plans would have to be put together to move forward. So first thing you need to understand, where am I in my level of satisfaction with these 6 areas?
Okay.
Then once they know and they start putting together action plans, we go to the law of intentionality. And if your goal is to be a songwriter, you will sit down every day and write, whether you're inspired to or not. That is your job, to write a song. And some days you might get inspired more than others. Once you have success, don't just allow that success to be short-lived. Don't think goal-oriented things, think growth-oriented things. So think for a lifelong career. So then that means that even if you have dry spots after you've got some success, you've got to keep going back and going back and going back. And okay. and I've got a lot of quotes from Bruce Springsteen, from Nora Jones, even Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney almost quit. He was in a concert at Wembley and experienced so much pain and nerves and things like that, but he didn't quit, which we're all very thankful for.
Yeah.
You take a look at the law of the rubber band. People that don't set high enough goals for themselves, they just set comfortable goals that don't make them stretch, mm-hmm. are much like a rubber band. A rubber band by itself sitting on the table isn't serving the purpose that it was designed for.
Yeah.
We are much like rubber bands. If we set high goals that make us stretch, then we can actually be more productive and help ourselves and help other people.
Yeah.
Included in that, though, when you stretch yourself, you make yourself susceptible to pain. And mm-hmm. that is another one of the laws. And you will have disappointment, just like many of these people that I'm going to speak to this weekend. I am going to try to prepare them for the news that they may not be selected and let them know that there is life after this decision.
Yeah.
So
that's powerful.
That's kind of a general.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. I'm so happy for you. I think that you are going to be such a blessing to all the people that you're going to speak with. And thank you for just sharing your heart with us today. Thank you for sharing just your story, Jerry, your vulnerability. It means the world to me. Is there anything else that you want to say before we part?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity and thank you for your friendship. And if I can be of any help to anyone, please go to lifetimeguidance.com. You can find me at the website there, or you can call 615-492-1177. And we'll just be glad to support you and help you.
Okay, so that reminds me, you have a big event coming up for Lifetime Guidance. Is that correct?
We are currently working with two major employers in the United States to help people prepare for employment opportunities. And these two employers have agreed that anyone that graduates from the class that we're putting together, they will guarantee a job for. And a lot of the training that we're doing is not technical training, but it's life training to show responsibility and how to adjust, because there's a lot of people that get jobs and they don't last. So we're working and I've been blessed with so many wonderful people in Lifetime Guidance. It's I just like to brag on them all day long. That's the major thing.
Well, I want to make sure that we put the information, because it's available to anybody in the country. Is that correct?
Yes. When it's actually released, it's still in the development stage.
Okay.
We're still working with the employers. The employers will pre-qualify the people, but the people that go through our classes will be looked at as having additional qualifications to be considered during the final employment decision.
That's amazing. Well, I will make sure that I promote that when you have all of the details finalized, so that we can bless as many people together as we can. So
thank you. Thank you,
Jerry. Thank you so much for sharing your heart today. And I always ask this, what is one question that you would ask our audience to ponder that's going to help them move forward?
Where do you see yourself in life in serving others a year from now? And what do you need to do to prepare yourself to be more effective?
That's really good. Thank you so much, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much. Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. And if you know that you are made for more, and you are tired of being held back and ready to get unstuck and step boldly into a life that you're meant to live, head on over to LichelleWeamy.com, request an appointment, and be ready for me to walk alongside of you personally to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. I'll be back next week. But before you go, don't forget to hit subscribe and enjoy these imperfect outtakes.